Movies,
TV,
pop culture,
it's all here.
I'm Jadelyn.
And I'm Daniela. And this is
Shut Up and Take Our Money. Hey there.
Hey everyone, welcome back.
We're on episode 4 of Shut Up and Take Our Money.
Oh yeah. And, a recent event, this is soon after this event, Black Friday has happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was
very
yesterday.
Recent, yes.
And I did not participate, did you?
I did not either. I think I kind of value my life.
Yeah, that's reasonable. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you think of Black Friday, I don't know if it's the same now, because it's all online. Mm-hmm. But when I think of Black Friday, I think of, you know, just people punching each other out in a Walmart. Mm-hmm. absolute insanity.
Just yeah, I
people
think...
being destroyed.
Yeah, that should be the official definition of Black Friday, to be honest.
Would you like to get punched in the throat for a television? Black Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Some people would, and I don't know if I respect that, but, like, I respect your courage.
You're like, I don't respect you or what you do, but yeah. I respect the effort it took, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But we were just pondering on that idea of Black Friday and violence, and then we got to thinking about cinematic violence.
Our favorite violence.
Yeah. So today on this episode, we're going to be talking about our favorite fight scenes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The violence we enjoy most. What is it?
I guess this whole episode would be a trigger warning because we're starting off with such violence.
Immediately starting off with people getting stabbed, but, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
Welcome to the real world.
Oh my gosh. Hey, kid, this is the real world.
Listen to our show.
Yeah.
Become worldly.
Would you like to start?
Sure, I can start.
All right.
Okay. The first scene I thought of when I think of fight scenes is Kingsman. I don't know if you've seen Kingsman.
Oh, yeah. I love Kingsman.
Oh, yeah. The scene when Colin Firth, he becomes kind of taken over by the mind chip, and he's a very, you know, advanced spy. He's already able to enact violence very efficiently, and so he's in a church, and he just starts destroying everyone in this church.
That was insane.
And of course, the church people are also destroying each other, because they all have this chip, and it's like it feels like five minutes,
it
of
really
just
does.
Total carnage. It's an insane scene.
I can see it playing in my head right now, and I'm, like, horrified.
Yeah. I mean, it's super stylized, so that kind of makes it, like, a bit less disturbing, I think. Like, if it had literally just been what took place in that moment, I would have been scarred for life. Instead, I was just scarred for, like, a month. It wasn't...
just a month.
It wasn't as bad.
And then, like, the next month, you're, like, breaking down the scene, like, the angles.
How did they do that in one shot? Crazy.
Wow.
But, yeah. Kingsman in the church. One of my favorite fight scenes.
Insane.
So
and so well done, though.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember correctly, I think we watched it in one of our classes.
Did we?
I don't know. I don't know if we were in the same class together, but I remember seeing that scene in a class.
Oh my god.
Maybe it's one of my film, like, classes, an elective or something, because I was like, why are we watching this at, like, 8 a.m.?
Oh no! I feel like I would have definitely remembered, so I don't think I was there, unfortunately.
Oh, unfortunately. I'm going to try to find a recording of that lecture.
Oh, man.
No, yeah, that's a great way to start. One of my favorite fight scenes, another crazy one, is from Kill Bill, called the Crazy 88 fight scene. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this is when the main character, like Uma Thurman, and she's like trying to track down Lucy Liu's character because they're like mortal enemies.
Sure.
And she wants to like seek revenge on her, but then there's a bunch of Yakuza like gang members like, waiting for her. Oh my gosh, that was just insane. Again, another very stylized like fight scene, because it's done by Quentin Tarantino. But one of my favorite parts of that scene was when she was like fighting one of the gang members, and then the lights turned on, and she realized he was like 18 years old, and he was like a child, and then she started like spanking him instead of killing him. That's all I remember.
Oh man, no, that's a great one, and that's like in a movie of basically fight scenes. That one like somehow really stands out. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh. Yep.
My next one, I don't know if this really counts as a fight scene. It's a pretty one-sided fight, but I just like, the scene in Stranger Things when the, I don't know if they're the police, but like the detectives, whatever.
Yeah.
Or those people that work at those like the sketchy like the facility. Yeah. The government.
The government, the bad guys.
when they're like chasing down children, you know, in vans. And basically, yeah. Eleven is, like, on the back of the bike, and the cars are coming right at them, and they're riding. They're like, oh my god, like, what do we do? And then she just goes, whoomp, and the van, like, flips over them, and it's insane.
That was so cool, the slow-mo.
And I love that scene so much. Again, it was not much of a fight, because she can move things with her mind, and they were just regular people. That don't have telekinesis, but it was still pretty cool.
Still counts. The level of fairness is just not equal, but still counts.
It's still a fight, even if you get your ass kicked, like, 2 seconds in.
Yeah.
You were intending to fight.
It's the intention, not the result.
Exactly.
I remember a bunch of kids trying to recreate that scene.
They tried to flip vans?
Yeah.
Why?
Kid, she was trying to flip her sister's car because they got into a fight or something.
Oh my god. The natural progression of when you argue with a sibling. You flip their car.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Wow, amazing. Well,
if you ever get into a fight with your brother, let me know if you guys try to flip each other's cars.
He has to learn how to drive as soon as possible so I can flip a car.
Oh my gosh. our next scene on my list is the Inception hallway fight scene.
Yes.
I think everyone knows that scene because it's like, it's in one of the posters, I think. But basically, how can I explain this in a simple way?
In a way that would make sense to a human who hasn't seen this movie.
Yeah. So basically, they're all dreaming. Like, the characters in this movie are all dreaming, and then Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in a dream, within a dream, and he's... This already sounds like an acid trip. his character is fighting, again, I don't know what to label him, like a government official, a bad guy.
Sure.
And they're fighting in a hallway, but it's, like, if you haven't seen this scene or this movie, it's basically, like, zero gravity, the hallway's flipping upside down, and, like, they roll into the hallway, to the bedroom, to the hallway again, and it's, like, it's crazy how they filmed it. They actually built, like, a rig of, like, this artificial hallway, and then they, like, they literally did spin the actors around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So cool. Oh, man. I feel like Christopher Nolan always has those crazy fight scenes, though. I haven't seen, I haven't seen Tenet. I don't know if you did.
Oh, me
but
either.
But I saw, like, that clip where it's, like, they're fighting. I don't know. I don't understand this movie. Probably because I haven't seen it. But I don't think I would even if I had seen it. Where it's, like, they're moving forwards and backwards at the same time. So, like, no matter which way you watch the fight, like, it makes sense. I'm like, what?
My brain hurt watching that.
I don't understand it, but it's pretty cool.
Good job, Christopher Nolan.
Way to go, buddy. My final one is in Captain America and the Winter Soldier, when my boy, the Winter Soldier, he's got his little thing going on with the knives and fighting Captain America, and it's insane. I love it. I wish I could do that. Like,
I love it.
Good.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of interviews where Sebastian Stan was just like, you want to see my knife skills? Just like, whip it. They would be talking about something like even related to the Winter Soldier. And then he was just, I much I you know what? I love it. I wish I could do that.
If I played the Winter Soldier, I would also carry around knives just in case anyone wants to just see.
In your
like,
pocket.
I do that. Yeah.
Oh, you're at a Starbucks. Hey, wanna see something cool?
I get arrested immediately. You can't pull out knives at Starbucks, ma'am. You can't do that.
Only at McDonald's. Okay. Our final fight scene. Again, I don't know if this... I guess it does count as a fight, but it's so chaotic. The scene in Parasite where the two families meet each other and they start... Okay, wait. There's technically two fight scenes, but the one that I like the most was the one in the middle when the housekeeper... Okay, how do I explain this simply again? When the family working for the Parks, the rich family, meet the husband in the bunker downstairs. And
you know when you find out there's a woman in the basement of the house you work in?
Yeah,
for years,
you
had no idea.
Yep. Yeah, so basically that couple ends up fighting the couple working for the household. And, it's just a huge mess. I remember one of the, like, the housekeeper was allergic to peaches. And
then
I think it was the daughter or the son. They ran over to the fridge and grabbed a bunch of peaches and just dumped it on her face.
That movie's so messed up.
So messed up. Who would think of that as like a weapon? A peach.
Such an insane balance of like comedy, but then actually like this is pretty dark.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Parasite, go watch it for the peaches.
Of course. So for the peaches.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are some fight scenes. Some fight scenes we enjoyed that we'd love to get involved in sometime.
Yeah. Oh.
maybe I'm just speaking for myself. My bad. Like,
do you ever dream about fighting everyone at a church? No.
That's not something you guys do. Tomorrow's Sunday, man. What do you think I'm doing?
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. I didn't say that. That was a joke.
No. Oh,
okay.
That was
anyway.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Joke.
What is that?
It's what's poppin'.
Well, moving on to our next segment.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What went on in the past week?
A lot of things in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
The AMAs happened, the American Music Awards.
Yes.
I did watch it. Okay. I skipped a few parts, like, I just watched the performances. But,
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Lots of winners, including, I think it was Megan Thee Stallion won a lot, Olivia Rodrigo, and Taylor Swift. And, of course, my favorite, BTS.
Woo!
I had to bring them up. They won Artist of the Year.
Nice.
Which was huge. I was like, oh my gosh, good for them. I'm so proud. Yeah. Another thing that happened, Grammy nominations.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of saw that.
Oh. Yeah, Doja Cat has so many nominations. I think she has like seven.
Which good.
Is like, yeah,
she
good
wins
for
everything.
Her. Oh, yeah. Did you
her.
Listen to her new album?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, masterpiece.
I got it playing all the time.
I love it. So good. Yeah, she's nominated for, like, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Good stuff.
We're just going to talk about Doja Cat for the rest of the episode.
Doja episode.
Oh, yeah. And then another artist with a lot of nominations, Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Wow. She
coming
like
out of the
blew
woodwork this year.
Up. She blew up this year.
Crazy.
Crazy, yeah. And she's like 18. That's a fact that really scared me. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's only 18.
You know what the thing is, though? We've now reached that age where there are many successful people younger than us. You know, like a couple years ago, it was like, you know, you're like their age. You know what I mean? Because I feel like when people come out of nowhere, it's like they're 17, 18 kind of age. But we've passed that now. So
you're so right.
There's no excuse.
It's sad.
Sad.
I'm like, wow, you go, kid.
We're with that. Be, kiddo.
Oh, we're at that age now. Oh, gosh. No. Yeah. That's it for the music. I mean, obviously, like, a lot more happened, but we only have so much time.
That's what we care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justin Bieber. I did see the Tim Hortons collab that he's got going on. I believe it was 3 signature Timbits that he has.
That's right. I like, wrote down the flavors. I don't know why. Because
Please tell us.
We gotta discuss this, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, flavor number 1 is chocolate white fudge.
Okay.
Number 2 is sour cream chocolate chip. And number 3 is birthday cake waffle.
Waffle? Do those do they look different, I guess? Like, they're not circles? I don't know.
They're grids on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
You do. I'm like, wait, birthday cake makes sense. I'm like, where's the waffle come
in? Where does the waffle come in? You know what? Those sour cream ones would probably hit, actually. Initially, I was like, I don't know, but in the 5 seconds since then, they've kind of grown on me.
Five seconds? Sounds pretty good, actually.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, good for JB. You gotta respect those Canadian roots. Remember where you came from?
Yes.
Tim Hortons.
Good for Tim Hortons. That's it.
That's where you came from.
Oh, he's selling merch, too, not just the Timbits.
Is he?
Yeah. It's like beanies and stuff, I think.
Like, if you go to a Tim Hortons, you can buy Justin Bieber merch? Is that what you mean?
That I do not know, but that would be awesome. You walk in, can I get a JB hoodie?
Never say never. I mean.
Whoa.
The jokes.
Yeah, comes out in 2 days. Really curious what they're going to look like. We better roll up to Tim Hortons.
Yeah, I kind of want to buy them. Like, I feel like we have to.
Yeah. We'll update you guys next week.
Yes, next week.
Yeah.
Okay, one final thing. Okay, here on Shut Up and Take Our Money, I feel like we've rarely discussed celebrity relationships in the past. Because, you know, what is there to say? But this one, we really do have to mention. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are together now. What do they talk about? Like, I want to know.
I do not know.
I don't.
How did that happen?
And the thing is, I know celebrities obviously have lives outside of, like, the way they present themselves. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not claiming to know what their interests are, the two of them. But I just, I really want to know what they talk about. Like, objectively.
Me too.
What is it?
Like, this isn't even a joke. This is serious.
I genuinely want to know their conversations.
Wow. That, I don't think anyone saw that coming.
No. Out of nowhere. Well, I guess they were, I think they kissed on SNL, didn't they? Did I make that up?
Oh, did they?
I think there was, like, a... She was Princess Jasmine? Was there an Aladdin sketch? Did I make that up? Okay, wait. Hold on. That would be wild if I hope I didn't make that up. Please be
Stop,
real.
Stop, you're giving them ideas.
No, hold on. Yeah, no, it's real.
Okay. I'm like, that's such a wild
Things are
thing
getting
to make
weird
up,
on
I'm
this
sure.
show. No, it's real.
Oh, okay, so they did, like, kiss.
So, I guess, I mean, still kind of out of nowhere, but I did associate them together. Briefly.
Yeah. No, you got it. You got it right.
But, wow. Very interesting. Very interesting pair.
Pete, wow. You go, Pete.
Pete Davidson gets around, man.
He did. Like... His past girlfriends. Oh my gosh, I thought he was still with Kate Beckinsale, and then I'm like, wait, no, they broke up.
Oh no. Yeah. What a guy. I don't know. But it is funny, though, seeing guys online being like, I don't get it. Yeah. Why would anyone go out with him? I'm like, did you think it was gonna be you? Like, why are you taking this so personal?
You're so angry for no reason.
I'm like, he's tall and he's funny. And he seems nice. I don't know. Doesn't take a rocket scientist.
You're like, there you go. The three main characteristics.
The three traits of any man.
Yeah. Tall, funny, nice. Yeah. We'll see where they go.
Yeah. It intrigues me.
No.
And I want to know more.
We had to talk about it.
We had to.
It had to be mentioned. And now it's time for
What We Watched This Week.
Now, moving on, to our final segment. What We Watched This Week. Okay. So, I have to, you know...
Routine, Danielle,
please.
You
know me, I have to give a quick Succession update. So, since our last show, two new episodes have come out. So there's officially been six of this season.
Okay.
The last episode was insane. It was crazy. No spoilers. Because basically... okay, in the fifth episode, there was this big shareholder meeting that I had previously mentioned. And I thought it was going to be a lot more of a turning point than it was. So I'll admit, I was entertained, but in hindsight, I was a little disappointed. Because I thought it was going to be a bit crazier than what actually happened, just because they hyped it up so much. So I was very intrigued to see what they would do this past week for the sixth episode. But I must say, they brought it back. I never should have doubted them. It was so good. So funny. I loved it.
We're going to prove Daniela wrong.
They did it on purpose to mess with me.
Wow.
So yeah, it's getting crazy. Cousin Greg is making some moves. He's being a little sketchy, finally. He's been so nice until now, but
finally
switching up. It was only a matter of time.
Are all the characters... Wild. Wait, is there, like, one character who is not sketchy?
No.
I love it.
No, they all do bad things in their own little ways. Until now, he was probably, like, the... quote unquote nicest one, maybe, but maybe. I think it's taking a turn. I think someone else may be emerging, but we'll see. They're all terrible. They're all gonna.
Bad people.
None of them are good people, but it's a party.
Nice.
And that's what's going on in Succession.
I like it. Intense.
Thank you. Would you like to go next? There's always a pause after my little Succession tirade.
I watched two things. I started and finished this Netflix show, not quite as intense as Succession, but it's like a travel documentary and variety show series. So it's called Together, like T-W-O.
Together. Okay.
Yeah.
Started out with a little fun. I like it.
Like, for all you listeners who can't see the doc.
Together.
And it's basically a series about two guys. They're both actors. Mm-hmm. And one is named Seung-gi. He's Korean. And one is Jasper. He's Taiwanese. And they both travel across cities, like in Asia. And they're, like, completing missions. It's kind of like The Amazing Race.
Okay.
And then the end goal is to find their fans in specific, like, cities or neighborhoods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do the fans know, or they're just trying to find people who are fans of them?
The fans are the ones writing the itineraries on, like, where they should go to, like,
Okay. Like, are they just approaching random people on the street? Like, do you know me?
Oh my god, no, I should have clarified that.
Don't worry.
No, they're not harassing people on the street.
Okay.
Yeah, the fans are like, oh, you guys should visit this park, and then, like, if they complete a mission there, they get, like, a photo hint or something. And then they'll, like, put it all together at the end. Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It's like a wholesome little show.
Yeah. I found it, like, it was probably recommended to me because I was watching such violent things. And then it's like, you need a break,
you need
girl.
You to balance this out.
Yeah.
Relax.
Here's two wholesome guys. Here you go. Yeah, cute show.
I watched something that was equally not... wholesome. That was not wholesome at all. I rewatched American Psycho the other day.
Oh, rewatched?
I've seen it, yeah. The thing is, the first time I watched it, I was like, this is pretty whack. It's pretty violent, pretty crazy. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen it?
Not yet, but I've seen scenes.
Yes, yes. Crazy. Well, you know, he gets up to some pretty murderous shenanigans. I was like, this isn't great as a person. But when you watch it the second time, I feel like you start to appreciate the comedy of it more, because it is like it's a funny movie. Like, there's a lot of kind of like satire-type jokes, but I feel like some of it not went over my head, but I just did not accept it at the time, because I was like, this is terrible! I can't deal with the comedy. I need to focus on one thing at a time. But yeah, watch American Psycho. It was pretty good. I was watching it on the subway. I don't know why that was a choice I made. I was just, it was taking a long time to leave the station, and I was like, let me see if I can download a Netflix movie real quick, and it was like one of the first ones I saw, so I just downloaded it, and yeah, I forgot how like violent and sometimes explicit it is, because I was watching it with like my hands on either side of the phone, because I was scared someone was gonna look and be like, what the hell? Is this girl watching you in public?
Like, how dare you?
Gonna report me to the TTC police.
Oh my god! So, you're gonna be on the announcements. That's a bold movie choice to watch in public on your phone on the subway.
Yeah, but you know, I'm a bold person.
Wow.
So yeah, that was my experience.
I wish I had the confidence to do that.
Or just the lack of forethought to do that, maybe, for like, yeah.
Either way. Like it.
Thank you.
Maybe I should watch it, like, the next time I'm on a plane.
Do it. Oh, no. On the screen where anyone can see. Oh, that's a bad idea.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, the second thing I watched, again, not very wholesome.
Oh, okay. We're back. Business as usual.
Yeah, we're back to our usual selves. it's called Extracurricular. Again, I watched it on Netflix. It's a Korean series about a high school student, and he's very intelligent. Like, he's like this model, very pure, like, or he looks pure on the outside, like the student, and he's like very quiet, keeps to himself. But on the side, he runs a business, and he works as a security service provider for an illegal prostitution ring.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Lots to break down.
Lots to unpack there.
Yeah, that was just the first episode. It was already, like, 400 things happened in that one episode. Watching it. I gotta update you guys later, but, yeah.
So, he's a security guy for the prostitutes.
Kind of, yeah. So, basically, he made an app that, like, I guess he gets all the notifications to in case one of the women are, like, in danger or something. So, like, they have they all wear a bracelet so that they can, like, tap on it in case they need help. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I guess it's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's not, like pimping
what a
them.
Sweet guy. You're, like, protecting them. Someone had to do it.
You're like, aww. Yeah. What more can you ask for?
Yeah. He's tall, he's funny, tall. He's nice.
He's nice.
He protects prostitutes.
Oh my god.
The fourth aspect of Pete Davidson that we didn't know about. It's all connected.
Obviously, he protects prostitutes. He protects sex workers.
Side gig.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
How do we move on from this?
How do we transfer? Okay.
Okay.
One last thing I watched real quick. Shutter Island. Ooh. I decided to watch because I've heard good things. I've heard there's like a crazy twist. I'm like, I gotta see what's going on. So I watched it and it was pretty good. Pretty messed up.
Again messed up.
As many of the movies we've talked about. Pretty messed up. Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I don't want to say too much, because I don't want to, like, spoil the twist ending or anything. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's just about this guy who's, I think he's with the FBI, I believe. It's mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio, and then Mark mm-hmm. Ruffalo is, like, his partner. Mm-hmm. And basically, they go to Shutter Island, which is this sort of asylum.
Yeah.
And they have, because one of the inmates, or would they be called inmates? Patients is probably a better word. Yeah. Sorry about that. It looks like a prison, okay?
That's my true. Mind was I have elsewhere. Seen it. Like, I've but, seen part of it.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty sketchy place. Yeah. But basically, one of the patients has gone missing, and they're trying to figure out where she went. But then mm-hmm. they uncover other things as well.
Ooh.
And yeah. That's the movie.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, so I gotta finish it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, you started it and you were like, no.
I was like, I don't know why I stopped it. Maybe because I was too young. I don't know when it came out. I watched it when it came out, which was so bad.
It was like
2012 or something.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah. So maybe watching it when you're 11 isn't a good idea.
Maybe a little too young. Maybe.
Just slightly. Yeah. That was what we watched this week.
That was what we watched this week. And that was also our show.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's all we got today. But
yeah. We hope next week isn't as violent.
Oh yeah.
Or if you enjoyed the violence, you're welcome.
Yeah, let us know. We can make it more violent.
Yeah.
We can make that happen. But yes, ideally less.
Yes. So we don't get canceled.
Hope you enjoy listening. Yeah,
thanks for listening.
If you're still here. And we will see you next time.
See you guys.
Bye.